Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter and Workplace Workforce Expert, Stacy Purcell of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be discussing strategies for growing your animal health or veterinary career in 2025. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Caleb, I am glad to be here and to be able to share insights that can help professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession succeed, especially as we head into 2025. 2025 is right around the corner.
So let's get right into it. Stacy, you have five key factors for growing a successful career in the animal health industry and veterinary profession in 2025. The first on that list is building good habits. Can you tell us why these habits are so important?
Yeah, absolutely, Caleb. So good habits are the foundation for any long-term career success. They form the daily actions that over time become the structure of your professional life. In a field like the animal health industry or the veterinary profession, where the industry is constantly evolving, having strong habits ensures that you stay organized, efficient, and continually growing. For example, continuous learning is a habit that's vital in this field. The veterinary profession is highly dynamic, with new treatments, research, and technologies emerging all of the time. Veterinary professionals who make a habit of staying updated, whether through reading industry publications, attending conferences, or enrolling in continuing education courses, are the ones who stay ahead of the curve.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Continuous learning is key, especially in such a fast-moving field. What other habits do you recommend for professionals looking to grow their animal health or veterinary career?
Well, another essential habit is organization. In veterinary practices, especially busy ones, there's often a mountain of tasks to manage: appointments, surgeries, administrative work, and client communication. Having systems in place to manage your workload efficiently is critical. Using tools like digital calendars, task management apps, and planners can help you stay on top of everything. It reduces stress and ensures that nothing falls through the cracks. Communication is another vital habit. Whether you're communicating with pet owners, colleagues, or external personnel, clear and effective communication can make all the difference. In fact, how well you communicate with clients can significantly impact their trust in your services and the overall treatment outcomes for their pets. And finally, professionalism is important. This means not just being punctual and dressing appropriately, but also knowing how to handle high-pressure situations with grace and maturity. Whether it's dealing with a difficult client or a stressful medical situation, maintaining professionalism will enhance your reputation and set you apart from others in the field.
I love that you touched on professionalism and communication. It's so important in client-facing roles. Our second key factor is having a growth mindset. Let's talk about that. Why is it important to have this mindset in animal health and veterinary careers?
A growth mindset is essential, especially in fields where innovation and change are constant. The concept, popularized by psychologist Carol Dweck, is rooted in the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, dedication, and learning. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, adopting a growth mindset means being willing to continuously evolve even when faced with challenges. For example, you may encounter complex medical cases, new technologies, or changing regulatory environments. Instead of seeing these challenges as roadblocks, a growth mindset encourages you to view them as opportunities for growth and learning.
That is a great perspective, seeing challenges as opportunities. Can you give us some practical examples of how professionals can develop a growth mindset in their day-to-day work?
Certainly. So one of the most effective ways to cultivate a growth mindset is to embrace challenges. For instance, if you're faced with a particularly difficult case, rather than feeling overwhelmed, view it as an opportunity to stretch your skills. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? This approach will not only help you grow as a professional, but it will also build your confidence in handling tough situations in the future. Another important aspect is learning from feedback. Constructive criticism can be hard to hear, but it's essential for growth. When you receive feedback, especially from colleagues, supervisors, or even clients, take it as an opportunity to reflect and improve. Also, it's important to celebrate effort, not just success. In a field like veterinary medicine, outcomes aren't always guaranteed. You may do everything right and still face challenges with the patient's recovery. Rather than being discouraged, focus on the effort you put in. This reinforces persistence and builds resilience. And finally, be open to new ideas. This can mean trying out new treatment methods, exploring alternative technologies, or even adopting new business strategies. Innovation often stems from being willing to think outside the box and remain adaptable.
That is such great advice. Now let's move on to the next key factor that we'll be discussing today, willpower. How does willpower factor into growing a career in the animal health industry and veterinary profession?
Willpower is critical for achieving long-term career goals. It's the discipline to stay focused even when challenges arise. In a demanding field like veterinary medicine, where workdays can be long and emotionally taxing, having the willpower to keep pushing forward is vital. Without it, it's easy to become overwhelmed or burn out. The first step in strengthening your willpower is to set clear goals. These goals could be related to your clinical expertise, such as pursuing a new certification or mastering a specific surgical technique. They could also be career-focused, such as aiming for a leadership role within your practice or starting your own clinic. Having clear, well-defined goals gives you a sense of direction and purpose.
So I'm sure setting those goals is key to staying motivated. How should professionals go about achieving them?
Once you've set your goals, it's important to break them down into smaller, manageable tasks. For instance, if your goal is to obtain a specialized certification, start by researching courses, then set a timeline for enrolling, studying, and completing the certification. Breaking large tasks into smaller steps makes the process less overwhelming and helps you maintain momentum. Another essential component of willpower is persistence. Challenges are inevitable, but your ability to push through them is what separates success from failure. If something doesn't go as planned, remind yourself of your long-term goals and keep moving forward. Finally, avoid procrastination by setting specific deadlines for tasks. One of the biggest obstacles to career growth is putting things off, whether it's enrolling in a course, networking, or even applying for new positions. By setting deadlines, you create accountability and make steady progress toward your goals.
Well, that brings us to our fourth key factor, which is building a network. Networking can be a game changer in any field. How does networking play a role in career growth for animal health and veterinary professionals?
Networking is valuable for career growth, especially in fields like animal health and veterinary care, where the industry can feel small and relationships matter. Building a strong professional network opens the door to new opportunities, whether it's learning about job openings, getting advice from experienced professionals, or finding mentors who can guide you in your career journey. One of the best ways to build a network is by attending industry events. Conferences, workshops, and seminars are great places to meet peers and industry experts. Whether it's a local veterinary conference or a national gathering, attending these events allows you to connect with like-minded professionals who can offer insights and support.
Networking at events is important, but what about outside of conferences? How can professionals continue to grow their network?
Beyond conferences, I highly recommend joining professional organizations. Becoming a member of veterinary associations provides access to a wealth of resources, including industry updates, continuing education, and networking opportunities. These organizations often host local and national events, so you'll have multiple chances to meet others in your field. Another great networking strategy is to seek out mentorship. Mentors can offer personalized guidance based upon their experiences. They can help you navigate challenges, avoid common pitfalls, and achieve your career goals more quickly. You can find mentors through your professional network, at conferences, or even within your workplace.
That's excellent advice on building a network. Now, let's talk about our final key factor, working with a recruiter. How can partnering with a recruiter helps someone advance their career in the animal health industry or veterinary profession?
Working with an experienced recruiter can be a game changer for professionals in the fields. There are several reasons why partnering with a recruiter is beneficial, but I'll focus on three key areas. First, recruiters often have access to hidden job opportunities. Many high-level or confidential roles aren't advertised publicly. Employers trust recruiters to find the best candidates for these positions without going through the lengthy process of posting jobs publicly. By working with a recruiter, you gain access to roles that you might not otherwise know about. And second, a good recruiter offers personalized career guidance. They take the time to understand your goals, strengths, and areas for improvement. This allows them to match you with roles that not only fit your current skill set, but also align with your long-term career ambitions. It's not just about finding a job, it's also about finding the right job for you.
That is such an advantage. What about market insights? How can a recruiter help professionals stay informed?
Well, that's another crucial benefit. Recruiters have their finger on the pulse of the industry. They stay updated on industry trends, salary benchmarks, and emerging roles. This knowledge helps you make informed decisions about your animal health or veterinary career. For example, they can advise you on whether it's a good time to switch roles or negotiate a higher salary based upon current market trends. In 2025, with the increased integration of technology in veterinary practices like telemedicine and AI, having a recruiter who understands these trends can help you stay ahead of the curve.
Now, it's clear that recruiters can provide a wealth of knowledge and opportunities. For someone looking to partner with a recruiter, what qualities should they look for?
When choosing a recruiter, it's important to find someone who specializes in your industry. In the animal health industry and veterinary profession, you want a recruiter who understands the unique demands of the field and has established connections within the industry. Next, look for a recruiter with a proven track record of success. Ask about their experience and how they've helped others in similar roles advance their careers. You also want a recruiter who is invested in your long-term success, not just filling positions quickly. The right recruiter will take the time to understand your goals and support you in achieving them.
You've shared some very valuable insights so far. Now, let's shift our focus to 2025. What industry trends should animal health and veterinary professionals be aware of as they plan for their future?
Well, the biggest trend shaping 2025 is the continued integration of technology. Telemedicine is growing rapidly in veterinary practices, allowing clinics to reach more clients and provide care more efficiently. Professionals who embrace telemedicine and AI tools will be ahead of the curve, so it's important to stay open to learning and using these technologies. Another significant trend is the increasing focus on work-life integration. Burnout has been a persistent issue in the veterinary profession, but in 2025, more practices are recognizing the need for flexible work arrangements, whether it's offering telecommuting options, flexible hours, or a results-oriented work environment. Practices that prioritize their employees' well-being will attract top talent.
That's a great point. Burnout is a big issue in the veterinary profession. What can professionals do to protect themselves from burnout while still advancing their careers?
Well, burnout is a real concern, but there are strategies to protect yourself from it. First, prioritize self-care. It's easy to get caught up in the demands of the job, but taking time for yourself, whether through exercise, hobbies, or spending time with family, is essential for maintaining your mental health. Setting clear boundaries is also important. If you're consistently taking on extra shifts or working overtime, it's easy to burn out. Learn to say no when necessary and make sure you're taking breaks when needed. Practices that prioritize work-life integration are great for this because they create a culture where balance is respected. And lastly, having a support system is key. Whether it's a mentor, colleagues, or even friends outside the industry, having people you can turn to for advice or support is incredibly helpful when things get tough.
Those are some excellent tips. Before we wrap up, what's the most important piece of advice you'd give to professionals in the animal health industry and veterinary profession as they prepare for 2025?
The most important piece of advice I would offer is to stay adaptable and embrace change. The industry is evolving rapidly, and those who can learn new skills, adapt to new technologies, and stay open to growth will thrive. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Whether that means taking on new responsibilities, trying new techniques, or exploring leadership roles. And of course, always invest in your relationships, both within your professional network and with mentors or recruiters who can guide you on your journey.
This has been such an insightful conversation, and I'm sure our listeners have gained a lot of valuable information. Thank you so much for joining us today, Stacy, and thank you for sharing your expertise on growing a person's animal health or veterinary career in 2025.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here and to be able to share these insights, and I hope that they help our listeners make the most of the opportunities ahead.
And to our listeners, if you want to learn more about growing your animal health or veterinary career, or want to get in touch with Stacy, you can visit the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. On the Vet Recruiter site, you can find animal health jobs, veterinarian jobs, and resources to help your animal health career or veterinary career. Until next time, thanks for tuning in for the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider.